This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe Ostrowski, the Score's very own sports gambling expert and evening host, joins us now on the Bernstein and McKnight show here in studio because some people might not be paying attention to all of the ongoing machinations and backstabbing and beak wetting and everything that's going on in the potential construction of an Illinois legalized sports gambling bill that is due in, what, 10 days?
9 days now. Next Friday's when the session ends. Why did I think this would be any different? This is just Illinois politics all over again, and we're seeing it now. You go back to February, Governor Pritzker set aside $200 million in license fees for the state, so he obviously wants this to pass. Mm-hmm. He wants a bill on his desk by next Friday. We don't know if that's going to end up happening. They went from 5 amendments a few weeks ago down to 2, and this week they are trying to hammer out the final amendment to take the vote and try to pass a bill. What's being discussed right now is the big issue is the penalty box. That's what they're calling it for FanDuel and DraftKings. This goes back to 2015 when the state could not pass a daily fantasy bill. And Lisa Madigan came out and said they're operating illegally in the state of Illinois, even though that was a lot of gray period. I mean, we were having ads for DraftKings and FanDuel, and every TV commercial had them every 30 seconds. But she came out and said that, and so a lot of people are still upset about that, that the state wasn't able to make any money off of that. So they want FanDuel and DraftKings, which are flourishing in New Jersey, 80% of the market in New Jersey. So other companies that are looking at buying a license fee are saying, hey, if they're going to come in and take 80%, we want them out and charge them more when they are allowed out of this penalty box. So, but because they have all the names, they have all the data, they do it best. They're great at promoting everything, so it's been very successful out in Jersey.
Is the amendment there, the third one, to keep DraftKings and FanDuel out, the biggest thing holding it up for a 31st vote, or are there other elements involved? I mean, I assume DraftKings and they would get into it in a legal matter and sue if these amendments were passed.
Yeah. I assumed that the license fees would be an issue and the tax rate would be an issue. I think most people thought that when you see license fee of $10 million, it was thrown around $20 million. By far, that would be the highest in the country.
The licensing fee we're talking about is we've changed from integrity fees to licensing fees.
This is to operate.
Integrity fee is just basically a royalty.
Yeah. Well, they changed the name. It went from integrity fee to royalty fee, but it's still all the same thing because people were very mad when they heard about the billionaires wanting an integrity fee. So the discussion there is Illinois being the first state to have an integrity fee, and they would be if they passed this, and it would be for in-game wagers. They would tell the sports books you must use the official league data, which to me is a box score, which we all have. But so it sounds like Illinois is going down that road of using official league data, having an integrity fee, a penalty box, trying to keep FanDuel and DraftKings away for a few years. A 25% tax was talked about. That would be the second highest in the entire country, only behind Pennsylvania, which is 36.
As if we're not bordered by other states?
Yes.
So how is that any different than gas or cigarettes with people deciding they'd rather do their brick-and-mortar business across a border?
Right. Iowa. So I said the license fee for Illinois, they're talking $10, $20 million. In Iowa, they just passed a few weeks ago, the license fee is $45,000. And the tax rate is pretty close to Nevada. Nevada is 675, and it's in the single digits for Iowa as well. And I believe Indiana's comparable too. So yeah, I thought
they're killing the golden goose before they even create it.
I thought that Illinois would just try to do what they can. It would put pressure on the state to get this done and do it right by the deadline. But I'm not optimistic right now.
Is there interest, as you perceive it, from sports bettors if they get this wrong? You know, will a certain subset of sports gamblers still engage in legalized Illinois sports betting if this stuff is wrong?
Do you mean staying
tax
offshore?
Rates too high?
Or just
too
going to the corner bookie.
All this
yeah.
stuff. I mean, how are people going to get into this?
Well, there's no doubt. Even if they do it right, I think people are going to stick with what's comfortable. Why do I want people tracking my money, knowing exactly what I'm doing with every dollar? And I don't know how these sports books, if we're talking about a 25% tax rate, I don't know how you pull that off without changing the odds dramatically where we're talking about games. If you want the Bears as a 3-point favorite, where it's -120, meaning you would have to bet $120 to win 100. That's crazy. Well, I can just stay offshore and pay 110,
yeah,
which ends up being a huge difference.
Will there be, in any larger conception of like some kind of omnibus gambling bill, an opportunity to finally, maybe well after the fact, help the racetracks by getting them a slice of the pie or slots or something? I know it's way too late at this point to really save them, but maybe bring back some purses and bring back some higher quality racing.
No, absolutely. That was being discussed when they narrowed it down to two amendments a couple of weeks ago. One of them actually mentioned horse tracks. There's going to be 20 licenses. That's what they're looking at. And 7 were set aside, I think, for horse tracks or brick and mortar locations. So at the low fee of 10, 20, $15 million, you can get in.
Right now, if you had to make a call at the deadline, will Illinois pass something to legalize sports gambling?
No.
No.
I was at 90% at one time. I thought it was for sure.
Wow.
But it really feels... You're asking me to trust the politicians in this state? All we've seen is these guys go to jail for you. Throughout our entire
lives.
Not
just the one time.
And it may be that all of these state things become moot anyway if, in fact, that there is a sweeping federal legislation that standardizes all of it and keeps people from having to go state to state, which might be the best for everybody involved anyway.
And even if they do pass something by next Friday, I'd rather it be pushed back to November than just completely mess it up, and it takes 5-6 years to even fix the whole thing.
Is it better for them to put something down on paper that sort of works that they can fix later on, or like you say, just wait until later? No, I of course I do. I just someone to maybe go after it and fix it, but having something in some cases is better than not. I don't know whether that's the case here.
How Illinois is this? So they're calling DraftKings and FanDuel bad actors because they were operating in the state like they were throughout much of the country over the past few years, and they're still doing so. But in 2007, Governor Pritzker was on the board of directors of YouBet. It's an online wagering site, and they made an agreement with 4 Illinois horse tracks. Now, back in 2001, Attorney General Jim Ryan said that they were called advanced deposit wagering sites, that they were not they were illegal in the state of Illinois.
Right.
So Governor Pritzker was on the board of directors of an illegal sports betting website.
Wow. It's amazing. Joe, thank you very much for the information. I know it's complicated stuff. There's a lot of people who want to know about it. We appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks.
Joe Ostrowski, Early Odds Evenings. He is not just a gambling guy. He is on the forefront of analytic stuff as well, but keeping up with some very, very difficult news to cover right here. It's just this state. My God.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.